So this drop is all about reflection. We call it drop the vein. And this means that it's not all about me, it's about we.
Interesting concept when we talk about we. One of the traps that we get into in relationships is thinking, I need to get something out of this relationship so it becomes about me, and the other person's thinking maybe in a similar way.
Yeah.
So this really limits and sets us up for disaster, actually. It's said that the most important thing, though, the first thing to do in relationships is to try to seek to understand the other person. So yes, that is absolutely essential, but it's not the first thing. The first thing is to pause, and we dealt with that in the last video, but I thought we'd mention it again. Getting to that place where we're actually calm enough to get into reflection, because unless you're calm, you just really can't get there. You can't get to the place where you're thinking about the other person and how they're experiencing things.
And unless you're calm, you're not in that rational place either. So you can't go further ahead. What we've also seen and experienced is that no issue has ever been resolved without one person moving to that reflective place first.
And sometimes your experience maybe has taken days to get there, or weeks. And what tends to happen, if we can't get into reflection, is we kind of just have a cold war for a while, and then we sweep it under the carpet. Hey, maybe we'll just get on with life. And we'll deal with that in one of the other videos. That doesn't really resolve anything and sets you up for a big problem, big failure.
But once you realize that by getting into reflection, once one person moves into reflection, it then opens up the door and invites the other person to reciprocate.
Because if we get this, our partner is not out to get us. They're not out to try and do us in. They actually want to live peacefully with us and harmoniously. So if we give the benefit of the doubt in this, that, hey, we're having a conflict right now, but I'm sure if I can put my thoughts to the side for a little bit and think, how is the person who's very dear and near to me experiencing this? And as soon as we verbalize this, that, hey, I'm upset with this thing that's going on, but I can get a sense that you are not feeling very happy either, and it must be difficult for you to hear what I'm saying right now. As soon as we start moving in that reflective way, the other person gets a different experience.
And it also means we don't have to give up our own perspective. Sometimes people think that it's kind of win-lose. It means that we just have to hear how it is for the other person.
Yeah, great point. You think if I start thinking how you're seeing it, I become all wishy-washy, I lose my own perspective. But no, you can hold your perspective, but put it to the side, because if you keep driving on your perspective on how it all is, you've got a conflict, two people with their own perspectives, going nowhere.
And you get stuck.
So what we want you to do is to check out and practice this process. Check out with the other person. You can use language like, what I hear you saying over there, or what I think you're experiencing, how it seems to be to you, and begin to explain what it is.
And don't worry, by saying that, the other person will open up and say, yeah, that is how it is. Or they'll correct you and say, no, this is how it is. So you'll get clarity on that.
Remember, no conflict's ever been resolved without getting into reflection. It may have been swept under the rug, disappear for a long time, but it's not resolved. It's only when we start to work from the other person's perspective we can actually come to conclusion or closure on an issue.
And once you really get that, there should be a race to who's going to reflect first.
Interesting idea. So see if you can race this week, and it may sound counterintuitive, race to get into reflection. Oh no, he should get into reflection. She should. It wasn't my fault. No, don't go there. Get into reflection. Put your story to the side and get there, and you'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Upsets get dissolved in moments when you move in this direction.
Yeah.
So lots of more information in the ebook. Check it out, that chapter on reflection, and we look forward to seeing you in the next video.
See you there.